This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Like any holiday, Thanksgiving provides a climate benchmark. Rick, what does that record tell us about the range of late November conditions through the decades?
Looking at all the Thanksgiving since the founding of Fairbanks, when we have weather data, that's since 1904, we find that the average high temperature is about 8 above and the average low 10 below, and the average Thanksgiving has about 8 inches of snow on the ground. The warmest Thanksgiving, not only in Fairbanks, but across a lot of the state, was in 1943. Fairbanks got to a high of 46 degrees, 37 in Nome. That's also the warmest Thanksgiving of record in the Gold Rush City. On the flip side, there have been a number of very cold Thanksgivings in Fairbanks. The coldest occurred back in the early part of the 20th century. Thanksgiving 1927, reporting a high of 44 below and a low of 50 below. In recent years, the coldest Thanksgiving was 1994, when the airport had a high of 38 below, low of 45 below, and dense ice fog. 2 years later, we saw the snowiest Thanksgiving with over 6 inches of snow, but the greatest snow depth on Thanksgiving was back in 1970, 36 inches of snow on the ground during one of the snowiest months in Fairbanks history. There's also been a few Thanksgivings with very low snow, but unlike Christmas, we have never had a brown Thanksgiving. That is, we've always had at least 1 inch snow depth.
And compliments to the big snowstorm earlier this month. We have great Thanksgiving snow conditions this year. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.